K-A-Y-T. Gina. Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Only to find a shooter, praise God, who comes into the school, kills one, wounds several others, and then apparently kills himself. Let me tell you something, that's a joy robber. And I say that because joy robbers are the stuff that happens in our lives. Amen. And they turn our smiles into frowns. Praise God. They can kill the pep that's in our step. Praise God. And cause us to say, praise God, cause us to do, and cause us to act, praise God, in some ways that is downright unchristian. Oh, yeah. We went to our fraternity house for our first meeting of the new year. Amen. Only to go over there and find that somebody had opened the cage, dismantled the air condition, took everything out of the air condition. Amen. I'm just trying to, why I had to make that appeal at first. Man, those thieves are on the prowl. Praise God. And that's a joy robber. Amen. We went to that fraternity house last night. Man, we were looking good, getting ready for our black and gold banquet so that we could sit down and just talk about those type of things. And all of a sudden, we had to go there and find the top of the thing laid out and all of that stuff like that, despite having a cage around it.
Yeah.
Praise God. So those are joy robbers. And those are some things that we're not going to be able to stop in life, but praise God, as born again believers, when those joy robbers come, there are some things that we can do as children of God. Praise God, that would help us to combat the joy robbers. You see, curveballs are always going to keep coming our way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I might as well. Y'all might as well face the fact. Amen. Curveballs. I told y'all when I got here, I was 52. Black hair, tall, skinny, handsome. Amen. And look at me now. Amen. Jar robbers will come. Those things are going to happen. So we're not going to have what we call this perfect life, this perfected life until we see Jesus. Amen. But you know, but as we look at this text, Paul again not only identifies three of the biggest joy robbers in the believer's life, but he gives us means to overcome them. The very first joy robber that we see in the text, praise God, is a thing called sour of bad relationships. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't you allow sour of bad relationships to steal your joy. It's in the text. It's in the text. Look, verse 2 and 3, Paul had to tell two women in the church to get along with each other. Now let me just point some things out that may not be so obvious to you. First of all, notice from our text that these women were not outsiders, but they were active members in the church. They were insiders. Amen. I'm getting ready. I don't know if I'm gonna preach this whole thing the way I wanted to. They were insiders. Praise God. And we also notice that our text does not tell us, praise God, what these women were quarreling about. We don't know what they were arguing about. We just know that they were arguing. We just know that it was causing some type of disharmony. All we know that it was causing some type of dissension, praise God, in the church. Praise God. One thing that we can assume, amen, I'm talking about you Bible readers, one thing that we can assume, that whatever it was that they were arguing about, it was not over a biblical doctrinal matter. How do I know that? How do I know that? I know that because if it was because of some doctrinal issue, praise God, Paul would have sided with one or the other. But he didn't side with any one of them. He just said, you all are arguing, praise God, and we need to get it squashed. Praise God. You see, it was important because it was important for them to get this dispute squashed as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Why? Because, praise God, when disputes like that go on in the church, it don't just affect those two who are doing the arguing. Amen. How many of y'all ever heard of the ripple effect? How many of y'all have ever heard of the ripple effect? You see, their disharmony also affect their friends and the friends of their friends. You see, this is why God takes so seriously the issue of disharmony in the church. Somebody said, how in the world you know he takes it? Oh, I know, because he allowed the Holy Spirit to have Paul to write at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want you to put that up there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And look what Paul writes. He says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be what? No division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together, praise God, in the same mind and in the same judgment. You see, division undermines the spiritual synergy. In other words, the spiritual interaction, praise God, that God intends for his church. Amen. He intends for us, praise God, to come in here. He intends for his church, praise God, because we are supposed to be of the same mind, praise God, to act the same way, although we are different. You see, disharmony introduces what I call negativity, and it makes it difficult for the Holy Spirit to even move, praise God, among the church. Oh yeah, that's why I had to lay the ground. This was written to church folk. This was written to the church. Amen. This was written to believers. And I believe what Paul is trying to get us to know, what Paul is trying to get us to see, praise God, that there should be no division, praise God, among us. Oh yeah, we're going to disagree, but we're not going to be disagreeable. Amen. Anybody understand the difference in that? Praise God. I can come in here. I don't care if I'm the pastor, the deacon, the choir president, the musician, praise God, and I can want to do something, but praise God, if somebody come up with an idea, and I'm always open for ideas. How many of y'all know that I'm always open for ideas? Praise God. In fact, I solicit ideas from folk. I get mad when folk don't give me some information, because I believe the more information that is thrown at me, especially if I'm in a leadership position, praise God, it helps me to make a better decision. Amen. I don't like sidebar meetings. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Let us, praise God, work things out as men and women, as believers together. We don't have to have a sidebar over here between them two and that, another sidebar over there, because when we are having these various sidebars, it is showing that we are not together. Oh, Lord, and I like what Paul said in here. I see right now I'm not going to preach this thing the way I wanted to preach it. And that's why I see why Paul says in the text, he says, come here, fellow yoke laborer. Uh-huh. How many of y'all know what a yoke is? Yeah. Huh? You know what a yoke is? I see that. Let me see. Make sure that's Brother Mike back there laughing. You know what a yoke is? They take, when you got two cows, two bulls, two horses, yes, sir, that are not pulling together, yes, sir, they have somebody to put a yoke on them. Yes, praise God, put both of them together. Yes, sir. You know why they do that? Because together, yeah, they can do more things together, yes, sir, than they could do, praise God, on their own. One going on one tangent, another one going in another tangent. Yeah. Put that yoke on them, uh-huh, and allow them to work together, and we could move, praise God, uh-huh, that much further. Yeah. Amen. So he asks for those yoke fellas. He said, look, these women are too valuable to me.
Yeah.
They're helping me in the ministry. Praise God. And I don't need them pulling to the right,
yeah,
pulling to the left.
Yeah.
I need them to be pulling together.
Yes, yeah.
Amen. How many of y'all catch that thing? And so that just let us know, praise God, that when there is some dissension, uh-huh, between us,
yes, sir,
in this new year,
yes, sir,
yeah, praise God. Nothing wrong with getting an outside person.
Uh-huh.
Nothing wrong with getting a third party. Uh-huh. Praise God. Come and say, you know, we can't get together, but find you a fella yoke laborer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you know what a good yoke laborer is?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I hope they got that thing that can follow me. I wasn't going to sit down today. I said, I need to walk a little bit. A yoke laborer is one who is going to do the right thing. A yoke laborer is one, praise God, who is going to make sure that everything is pulling together. And I'm talking about the church,
yes,
to please God.
Yes.
Praise God. I did a little bit of research to see what those two women, y'all be surprised what their names mean. Eodiah's name means pleasant fragrance. Pleasant fragrance. Sentice names mean pleasant acquaintance. So you tell me why two people,
yeah,
who are pleasant,
yeah,
praise God, can't work together.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what that tells me?
Yeah.
That tells me that regardless of who we are,
uh-huh,
praise God, if we allow the devil to get in,
uh-huh,
he can disrupt anything that we're trying to do. And for 2024, we said that we want to go to what? Higher heights and deeper depths into him. So praise God, he identifies that first, praise God, that first thing that robs us of our joy. And that is this thing called bad, sad agreements. Praise God, where we cannot come together as one. Amen. And in God's church, let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, we need to learn to pull together. Amen. The Bible tells a bad relationship to steal your joy. It's in the text. It's in the text. Look, verse 2 and 3, Paul had to tell two women in the church to get along with each other. Now let me just point some things out that may not be so obvious to you. First of all, notice from our text that these women were not outsiders, but they were active members in the church. They were insiders. Amen. I'm getting ready. I don't know if I'm gonna preach this whole thing the way I wanted to. They were insiders. Praise God. And we also notice that our text does not tell us, praise God, what these women were quarreling about. We don't know what they were arguing about. We just know that they were arguing. We just know that it was causing some type of disharmony. All we know that it was causing some type of dissension, praise God, in the church. Praise God. One thing that we can assume, amen, I'm talking about you Bible readers, one thing that we can assume, that whatever it was that they were arguing about, it was not over a biblical doctrinal matter. How do I know that? How do I know that? I know that because if it was because of some doctrinal issue, praise God, Paul would have sided with one or the other. But he didn't side with any one of them. He just said, you all are arguing, praise God, and we need to get it squashed. Praise God. You see, it was important because it was important for them to get this dispute squashed as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Why? Because, praise God, when disputes like that go on in the church, it don't just affect those two who are doing the arguing. Amen. How many of y'all ever heard of the ripple effect? How many of y'all have ever heard of the ripple effect? You see, their disharmony also affect their friends and the friends of their friends. You see, this is why God takes so seriously the issue of disharmony in the church. Somebody said, how in the world you know he takes it? Oh, I know, because he allowed the Holy Spirit to have Paul to write at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want you to put that up there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And look what Paul writes. He says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be what? No division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together, praise God, in the same mind and in the same judgment. You see, division undermines the spiritual synergy, in other words, the spiritual interaction, praise God, that God intends for his church. Amen. He intends for us, praise God, to come in here.
Yeah.
He intends for his church, praise God, because we are supposed to be of the same mind, praise God, to act the same way, although we are different. You see, disharmony introduces what I call negativity, and it makes it difficult for the Holy Spirit to even move, praise God, among the church. Oh yeah, that's why I had to lay the ground. This was written to church folk. This was written to the church. Amen. This was written to believers. And I believe what Paul is trying to get us to know, what Paul is trying to get us to see, praise God, that there should be no division, praise God, among us. Oh yeah, we're going to disagree, but we're not going to be disagreeable. Amen. Anybody understand the difference in that? Praise God. I can come in here. I don't care if I'm the pastor, the deacon, the choir president, the musician, praise God, and I can want to do something, but praise God, if somebody come up with an idea, and I'm always open for ideas. How many of y'all know that I'm always open for ideas? Praise God. In fact, I solicit ideas from folks. I get mad when folk don't give me some information, because I believe the more information that is thrown at me, especially if I'm in a leadership position, praise God, it helps me to make a better decision. Amen. Amen. I don't like sidebar meetings. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Let us, praise God, work things out as men and women, as believers together. We don't have to have a sidebar over here between them two and that two and that, another sidebar over there, because when we are having these various sidebars, it is showing that we are not together. Oh Lord, and I like what Paul said in here. I see right now I'm not going to preach this thing the way I want to preach it. And that's why I see why Paul says in the text, he says, come here, fella yoke laborer. How many of y'all know what a yoke is? You know what a yoke is? I see that. Let me see. That brother Mike back there laughing. You know what a yoke is? They take, when you got two cows, two bulls, two horses that are not pulling together, they have somebody to put a yoke on them. Praise God, put both of them together. You know why they do that? Because together, they can do more things together than they could do, praise God, on their own. One going on one tangent, another one going in another tangent. Yeah. Put that yoke on them and allow them to work together, and we could move, praise God, that much further. Amen. So he asks for those yoke fellas. He said, look, these women are too valuable to me. They're helping me in the ministry. Praise God. And I don't need them pulling to the right, pulling to the left. I need them to be pulling together. Amen. How many of y'all catch that thing? And so that just let us know, praise God, that when there is some dissension between us in this new year, praise God, nothing wrong with getting an outside person. Nothing wrong with getting a third party. Praise God. Come and say, you know, we can't get together, but find you a fella yoke laborer. And you know what a good yoke laborer is? Amen. I hope they got that thing that can follow me. I wasn't going to sit down today. I said, I need to walk a little bit. A yoke laborer is one who is going to do the right thing. A yoke laborer is one, praise God, who is going to make sure that everything is pulling together, and I'm talking about the church, to please God.
Yes.
Praise God. I did a little bit of research to see what those two women, y'all be surprised what their names mean. Eudaya's name means pleasant fragrance. Pleasant fragrance. Sentiche names mean pleasant acquaintance. So you tell me why two people who are pleasant, praise God, can't work together. You know what that tells me? That tells me that regardless of who we are, praise God, if we allow the devil to get in, he can disrupt anything that we're trying to do. And for 2024, we said that we want to go to what? Higher heights and deeper depths into him. So praise God, he identifies that first, praise God, that first thing that robs us of our joy. And that is this thing called sad agreements, praise God, where we cannot come together as one. Amen. And in God's church, let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, we need to learn to pull together. Amen. The Bible tells us that Hebrews chapter 14, 12. He says to follow peace with all men and holiness without, shall no man see the Lord. Praise God. Let me tell you something. We are to not allow, praise God, this robber, praise God, of sad and bad relationships. We are not to allow this robber, praise God, to have his way in the church of God. Amen. Paul tells us why this should not. Why? Because he says that those two women, they should be of the what? Same mind. You know what our mind ought to be like? Brother Brian, my mind, Deacon Robinson, my mind, and your mind, Brother Bryant, your mind, Brother Hayes, my mind, and your mind. Let me see some other folks I don't normally pick on too much. Deacon Carr, your mind and my mind. Praise God. Brother Collins, your mind and my mind. You see, I'm picking on brothers, okay? Praise God. Brother Gaston back there, my mind and your mind. You know what our minds ought to be on? Our minds ought to be on fostering Jesus' agenda, not our own. That's why we ought to be of the same mind. Praise God. Our mind ought to be on making sure that every boy, girl, man, woman that walk through those doors back there, that they walk in with their heads down. They can walk out with their heads up. We ought to be on that one accord. We ought to be of the same mind. Praise God. So that when somebody come in here and they're down, they're dejected, they feel rejected. Praise God. That when they walk out of this church, praise God, that they want to do one thing. Praise God. And that is to lift their holy hands. Praise God and give God the praise.